morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Wendy Richter, and she's the Director for Family Crisis Support Network and Victim Services. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Wendy, this is sort of a call to people who are concerned in Cass County to come to a meeting this afternoon to find out what's going on in Iowa, I guess, and especially our region. So tell us first when and where.
Well, the meeting is at Iowa Western Community College at 1:30, room 141. And I'm hoping that we pack that room so full that they might have to move us to a bigger location.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be.
And who's going to be speaking?
Well, they will send representatives, they meaning the Attorney General's office, is sending representatives from the Crime Victim Assistance Division of the Attorney General's office, which is basically the funding source where I write all of the grants right now that support our agency. And some of that is state funding, some of that is federal funding. Not all taxpayer dollars, because I know a lot of people get in a tizzy about taxpayer dollars going into this, but the greatest percentage of money that comes into my agency comes out of the VOCA fund, which is crimes and penalties. So it's not taxpayer dollars.
All right. And they are going to be presenting, as I understand, a plan, a changed plan for the shelters and services for victims of abuse.
Right. Domestic violence, sexual assault, elder abuse, you know, all of those violent crimes that individuals that we serve, victim services across the state serve. And right now, they have come up with a plan that basically divides our state into regions. And there's six regions. And then what they have decided is within each one of those regions, they will fund one, possibly two programs. Well, for example, I'll just use our region.
Yeah, let's talk about our region.
Because right now, our region has four programs. Two of those programs have shelter, and all four are dual programs, meaning they serve domestic violence victims and sexual assault victims. My understanding is from this proposed plan that the state has come up with is they want to scale back and fund only one domestic violence program, one sexual assault program, and one shelter program. And that shelter program doesn't necessarily mean a shelter building somewhere. It could be emergency housing, such as hotels, motels, safe homes, transitional housing, whatever it is in that area.
And who are the others in our currently in the region that they're outlining? Who now has those services?
Right now, it's Atlantic, Adel, Creston, and Council Bluffs.
Okay.
So we are kind of scattered throughout the region, which is a good thing.
But two of those are on the edges and in more urban areas.
I think
of Adel as close to an urban area, and Council Bluffs certainly is. And we're kind of out here in a very rural area.
Very rural, and especially, you know, we cover basically the center of the region from Shelby, Audubon, all the way down to the Missouri line. You know, Atlantic probably has the best experience of any of those programs in doing rural outreach because we're in the rural areas. We know what rural residents need. And again, we're here. So that's a benefit.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about shelter. You mentioned different kinds of services. And in Atlantic, you don't provide just shelter.
Right. And that's what a lot of people get somewhat hung up on is the shelter, the women's shelter.
And we talk about that, the
right.
shelter.
Right?
I mean, maybe we kind of laid that groundwork ourselves because it's easy to talk about.
Right. It is because it's also easy for people to understand. But what goes along with victim services in providing shelter is it's not just shelter. There's so many things that go on beyond shelter. One is safety planning. How are you going to be safe? Whether you go home or whether you get out in your own home, your own housing. Helping people find housing, whether it's actually locating some place to live or getting first month's rent, deposit, utility hookups, all of those resources that go along with housing. And then there's so many other things, you know, getting your household supplies. We get donations all the time of beds, dressers, couches for individuals when they leave everything to be safe and get into a new place. We help them with all of that.
It's hard, I think, for most of us to think about not having anything, because most of us move from one situation to another, had something. But now you're talking about people who basically left everything.
Right. And we have individuals that, like you say, leave everything. They don't have toothbrushes. They don't have toothpaste. They don't have clothes. They come into shelter with what they were wearing at the time of an incident.
So besides those kinds of basic security, the home and those food and all those kinds of things, but you also are involved with legal action or help being an advocate?
Yeah, the criminal justice system, whether it's assisting with a protection order, getting a protection order, and starting the process, because a protection order process isn't, you know, a couple hours at the courthouse. It's a couple of hours at the courthouse to begin with, but then you're looking at weeks down the road because you have your initial temporary hearing. Then you have a permanency hearing. Then you might have a modification based on, I could go on and on with the criminal justice system, but it takes time. And let's just say, worst case scenario, we were to shut down today and we didn't have advocates to help. Law enforcement can point you in the direction and the clerk's office can hand you the application, but then who assists you with that? Who supports you through that? Who goes? Who can testify? Who can help? Law enforcement isn't going to help. And I'm not trying to dog on law enforcement, but
That's not their job.
Yeah,
actually.
Their job isn't to then find a place for them to go or to find resources for them or to find them a couch or a bed. That's not their job.
That's right. So there are a lot of services that go along with the, as we say, the shelter. And I guess one of the questions is, will somebody in Council Bluffs or Adel, if those are the sites, I mean, you don't know those for sure, will they come to Atlantic? Will they come to Cumberland? Will they come to Red Oak, wherever, to provide those? That would seem like a big challenge. At the very best.
It would.
Challenge.
And we've asked what the plan looked like. And right now the proposed plan is that Council Bluffs and Adel will cover the entire area.
Okay. So if you're concerned at all about your family, your neighbor's family, the whole area, then you should show up this afternoon.
Please.
Just to be there and hear what's going on. And if you want to ask a question, I'm thinking there may be time for that. But show up, be there, and find out what's going on.
My understanding is they want public input. So this is your chance to give your input.
And they're, of course, doing these across the state. So 130, Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic, 141.
Correct.
Correct? Okay. Now, real quickly, because all of this does relate to at least some part to funding, well, Atlantic is in kind of good shape for the moment because
right.
you have some support in funding. And one of the ways people can help is get on the phone.
Right, and buy our pumpkin rolls. It's pumpkin roll time, and everybody likes that time.
It is. So we add on a really positive note here about, it's time to order those. And when are they going to be made?
They're going to be made this year, November 9th and 10th. We're doing it a week early, so it's actually 2 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks before
before Thanksgiving. But remember that you can put those in the freezer, save them for Thanksgiving, Christmas, or people who just drop in. That's the other thing people tell me is, it's so nice to have one or two of those in the freezer and company comes unexpectedly.
There you go.
Yeah, you just slice. And you don't even have to thaw them. You can slice them off while they're frozen.
Right. That's how my kids prefer to do it. It's easier to cut that way.
And they know where they are, right?
Exactly.
Yes. So if people are interested in pumpkin rolls, first, maybe Wendy, you should say what a pumpkin roll is, just
I know.
In case.
People picture us rolling pumpkins around a parking lot somewhere, and actually a pumpkin roll is a dessert. It's a pumpkin cake rolled around a cream cheese vanilla wonderful filling.
First time I tasted it, I thought, oh my gosh, this is a little bit of heaven. This is one of my favorite things. So, and a pumpkin roll will usually serve...
You can get 8 to 10 slices out of a pumpkin
easily.
Roll. Depends on how thick you
right.
cut them.
Yeah, and if you've had a great big Thanksgiving dinner, maybe just a little slice will be just the right topper. So, people need to call, though, and get those orders in.
Right. Give us a call, 243-6615. They're $12. Again, they'll be made November 9th and 10th. A lot of people who've been doing this for, oh my goodness, have we been doing this 12 years?
I think so.
13 years?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And you could volunteer to come help make them.
Absolutely. Isla Studelberg, she's the one who gets all of our volunteers lined up. We have between 80 and 100 people that come in a two-day time frame. You can come in for 2 hours, you can come in for 8 hours, whatever you'd like.
And if you think you can't bake a pumpkin roll, hey, you only do one part, or maybe you get to wrap them or tie a ribbon on. I mean, there's lots of jobs to do.
Exactly.
So you can come and have a good time.
Right, it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And that will be at the Catholic Parish Center?
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
So get your call in to order a pumpkin roll, or call. And if you don't know Isla's number, you can call 6615-243-6615.
Right.
You'll point the volunteer in the right direction.
Yes.
But for today, people need to come to
Iowa Western Community College, 130, room 141.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wendy Richter, for coming in to visit with us. She's the Director of Family Crisis Support Network and Victim Services. Until next time, here's a thought. A happy person is not a person in a certain set of circumstances, but rather a person with a certain set of attitudes.